This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Moms in hospitals around the state are working to figure out what can be done to support breastfeeding. It's all about renormalizing an ancient and intimate exchange of nutrition in the United States today. This is a busy, bright workroom, full of moms wearing colorful slings, infant heads poking out of the tops. Some babies are nursing, some moms are snacking themselves. Justine Laurie is holding her baby son. His big sister squeezes onto the armchair too. Laurie says it sucks, pun intended, that nursing moms are made to feel shame in public sometimes.
Especially when you have a crying baby in public and it's uncomfortable for you to feed them because people are, you know, staring and judging.
Laurie says people ask, why don't you just cover up?
I'm pretty modest and I'm not comfortable with being all exposed. But if I put a nursing cover over him, he won't eat. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to eat with something over my head either. So.
Destigmatizing breastfeeding in public, Laurie says, requires a shift in thinking in the United States.
There are so many years that it was just looked down upon and everyone thought formula was best. Breastfeeding is just good for mom, it's good for baby.
Breastfeeding rates around the U.S. have been rising steadily, but we don't do so hot as a country when it comes to making it easy for moms, with institutional support like paid maternity leave, for example.
We've sort of lost the art of breastfeeding in our culture.
Robin Hader runs this free breastfeeding support group at Darlu's Birth Center in Albuquerque's North Valley.
It's no longer considered the normal way to feed babies by a lot of people.
Which is not to shame moms that end up going the formula route, Hader says. For plenty of mothers, that's the best option.
We are so thankful for formula because it is truly life-saving, but it gets overused.
Sometimes it takes a while for a newborn to get into the swing of things, Hader explains, and hospitals can jump the gun and sub in formula without talking to the mom first. Now, some hospitals are working to earn the official designation of baby-friendly, and that means normalizing breastfeeding from day one.
That's a designation that shows a huge commitment, takes years to achieve, huge culture shift within the hospital systems.
Erin Marshall is the Baby-Friendly Hospital Project Director for the New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force. There's a whole checklist, and hospitals have to turn down free formula offered by major companies and remove their advertisements from healthcare facilities.
We were sold this whole thing about being able to afford formula's status and formula's the best. It's formulated for the baby.
That's because for decades, companies suggested their product was better for infants than what a mother can provide from her body for free. Now, Marshall says, it's up to hospitals to go back to endorsing what babies have been eating for thousands of years.
There's nothing your body can't produce for this child. It's the perfect food for the baby.
There are 30 hospital facilities with maternity care units across the state. 8 have been deemed baby-friendly, and 4 of those are part of the Indian Health Services. Facilities also have to come up with a policy on breastfeeding and educate all staff, and they have to leave the baby in the room with the mom for skin-to-skin contact right after delivery.
We're not trying to push breastfeeding on everybody. We really are supporting each family to reach their own breastfeeding goals, whatever that may look like.
It is just such an awkward experience. People think that it comes naturally, and it really doesn't. It's a lot of work, and it's a two-person relationship.
Kelsey Norris is a new mom. She's breastfeeding her son as I interview her back at the Darlu's Birth Center.
I'm not embarrassed about it, and I do it with confidence, and maybe people are staring, but I don't look at them. I'm focused on what I'm doing, and I'm focused on my baby.
She has pride in what she's doing, Norris says, and she doesn't mind nursing in public anymore. In fact, just last week, she was walking around the grocery store and breastfeeding while doing her shopping. Norris says if it were more accepted to breastfeed while going about your business, more moms would be able to make it part of their lives. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.